I think football has got such a bad name the last, you know, half a dozen years maybe, from the NFL traveling on down. I know there's studies out there that that really critique young kids, you know, 6, 7, 8 year olds playing football. And I understand that as well. I'm not a fan of the little guys playing tackle football, but I think the kids are so much faster and so much stronger and so much more explosive than they were, you know, 20, 30 years ago because of the weight room, because of all the strength and conditioning programs, that it's only natural that, you know, there should be some concern. And at the NFL level, it's obviously a whole different story. And you know, Power Five college football teams, it's a different story than even it is at high school. But I think starting with the NFL and working down through college and now the high school ranks, I think the National Federation, along with the NCAA and along with the NFL, has done such a great job of making the game safer. I know to a lot of people, it is, they don't like all the changes that have taken place in football, but I think they're necessary for the game to continue to exist just because, you know, if you don't implement these rules and you don't make it safer, there's going to be kids and adults as well dying on the field, literally dying, just because of the strength and the speed at which collisions are happening and things like that. And you still see it at the high school level. And it's hard for the high school level to keep up with the college and professional ranks just because the lack of training with, you know, with our officials, the lack of number of officials, the number of guys that are getting out of officiating. So it's hard to control that game as much as you can at the collegiate and professional level just because of the merry-go-round of officials and so few officials.